The Michigan Camp Meeting. What was billed as the National Camp Meeting was held on the fairgrounds in Battle Creek October 2 to 14, combined with the General Conference session. All reports were to the effect that this was the largest gathering of Seventh-day Adventists ever held. The Review and Herald, October 17, 1878. There were 135 tents on the grounds, and of course, because it was held in Battle Creek, many who attended stayed in their own homes. On Sabbath, October 5, 2, 500 Sabbath keepers were on the grounds. Some 40 ministers were present, including J.N. Andrews and D.T. Bordeaux from Europe and Loughborough from California. As to the participation of James and Ellen White, she reported, "The Lord gave me strength to speak to the people nearly every day, and sometimes twice a day. My husband labored very hard. He was present at nearly all the business meetings, and preached almost every day in his usual plain, pointed style. I did not think I should have strength to speak more than twice or three times during the meeting, but as the meeting progressed, my strength increased. Upon several occasions I stood on my feet 4 hours, inviting the people forward for prayers. I never felt the special help of God more sensibly than during this meeting. Notwithstanding these labors, I steadily increased in strength. And to the praise of God I here record the fact that I was far better in health at the close of that meeting than I had been for 6 months." She characterized the meetings as of solemn power and of the deepest interest, leading to conversions to the truth. Infidels were convicted, and took their stand under the banner of Prince Emmanuel. "This meeting," she wrote, "was a decided victory. 112 were baptized before its close.